NDP, Offering Real Change for Ontario, Styles, by Hollinsworth August. The Ontario New Democratic Party, ONDP, officially launched its campaign in Toronto last week, setting the stage for what promises to be a high-stakes election. With Premier Doug Ford calling a snap election nearly 2 years ahead of schedule, ONDP leader Marit Stiles made her case to voters. Ontario needs real change, and the NDP is ready to deliver. In her address to a crowd of supporters, Stiles framed the election as an opportunity to turn the page on 7 years of what she described as Ford's neglect, corruption, and bad deals. She criticized his economic track record, calling out his handling of Ontario Place, where the government committed $2.2 billion to subsidize a private mega spa. According to Stiles, Ford's negotiations, whether on development projects or provincial policies, consistently fail Ontarians. A key theme of Stiles' speech was her commitment to protecting working families, particularly in the face of economic uncertainty. She emphasized rising costs and growing financial hardship across the province, stating that too many Ontarians are being priced out of their communities. She vowed that an NDP-led government would take action on affordability, improve health care by hiring more doctors, and invest in education to fix Ontario's struggling school system. Stiles also positioned herself as a leader unafraid to take on powerful interests. Drawing from her experience negotiating with multinational corporations, she promised to stand firm against economic threats, including potential tariffs from Donald Trump's administration that could impact Ontario's economy. "We're going to fight just like we did when we fought Ford on the Greenbelt," she said. Stiles underscored the differences between Ford's leadership and her vision for Ontario, criticizing him for prioritizing corporate interests over the welfare of everyday Ontarians. She also rejected his assertion that he is the most capable negotiator with Trump on trade matters. "Doug Ford wants us to hire him as our negotiator with Trump." "Doug Ford? Our negotiator? Is he kidding?" she asked the crowd, pointing to his past deals as evidence of his inability to advocate for Ontario effectively. She also took aim at the Ontario Liberal Party, arguing that its new leader, Bonnie Crombie, does not represent meaningful change. "Bonnie Crombie doesn't want to get rid of Doug Ford. Bonnie Crombie wants to be Doug Ford," she said, framing the election as a choice between real change with the NDP or more of the same under Ford or Crombie. Stiles closed her speech by urging Ontarians to seize this moment for change. "This year, your vote carries real power," she said. "You can vote to protect working families, to hire more doctors, to build more homes, to fix our schools, and to make life more affordable." As Ontario's official opposition, the ONDP enters this election with momentum and a chance to form government for the first time in decades. With affordability, healthcare, and economic stability emerging as key voter concerns, Stiles is making the case that the NDP is the party that can deliver a better future. Whether her message resonates with voters remains to be seen. But one thing is clear: the fight for Ontario's leadership has begun.